This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the American people have sent a lot of messages with their voting this Tuesday. And some of the votes are still being counted. The Seattle mayoralty has only confirmed the victory, and it's a smashing victory. It's a crushing victory for Bruce Harrell, who is the sane candidate, and M. Lorena Gonzalez, who had tried to introduce racism, accusing... And this is honestly, when you talk about people having a nervous breakdown in public, when you explain this to people who don't live in the city of Seattle or who don't live in the area and who don't follow the specifics of this, it's almost hard to believe. The basis in which she was accusing Bruce Harrell of racism, now understand, he's black. His father is black. His mother is Asian. So he's a perfect combination, if you want, to resist this charge of racism. But she accuses him of racism because he had a... he served alongside a mayor, Ed Murray, who was accused of molesting a series of people. He eventually is driven out of politics and basically out of the human race because of the level of depravity that he showed with foster children. Molesting and having relations with his own foster children. And yes, he was very much advertised as Seattle's first openly gay mayor. But Bruce Harrell, originally when the charges came out, said, well, then when people make charges like this, they have to be questioned very carefully. He didn't defend Murray and say he's innocent. He just said, you know, give it a break, give it a chance. Now, she did an ad in which she implied that he was trying to question victims of color who were saying that they were being accused of rape or something. But she didn't add saying, well, you can't trust Bruce Harrell because he doesn't take rape seriously. He doesn't have said anything like that. But it's just nuts where things have gone in all of this. And it's part of what people voted against. It's one of the reasons that Lorena Gonzalez, who tried that trick, got crushed in the election. And the anti-police radical, Nicole Thomas Kennedy, or is it Kennedy Thomas, whichever, we don't have to remember her name because she lost again with two-thirds of the vote to a Republican for city attorney, because after a year ago and the experience with the CHOP or the CHAZ, the Seattle Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the people of the city of Seattle said pretty clearly, I think we need a police department. We don't need our police department disbanded. We don't need to stop charging people for any property crimes, which is, I mean, one property crime that I do hope that Mayor Harrell will show some energy and initiative on is graffiti, for God's sake. I mean, this is not stuff that only bothers conservatives. We all live here. We all travel the same roads. We all deal with the same appalling promulgation of encampments and homeless tent cities everywhere. And it's appalling, and especially, you know, people say, well, they had Hoovervilles back in the Depression. Yeah, that was a time when we had 35% unemployment. Yeah, we really did. We really did. But somehow why do we have a greater spreading of encampments today when, with whatever economic hardships we have, we don't have a one-third people who are looking for jobs but can't find them. Right now we have a labor shortage, which is acute in the United States. And this has gotten so serious that even Democrats, veteran Democrats, respected Democrats, people who have talked about the future of the Democratic Party, have it pretty clearly understood why the Democrats got waxed everywhere. On Long Island in New York, there are district attorneys who lost their job. Two of them, they both lost because of bail reform. The idea of basically letting people is catch and release. That's what it is, but for criminals. And James Carville talked about the diagnosis, his diagnosis. He's a guy famous for introducing the phrase, "It's the economy, stupid," in the Bill Clinton's first campaign in 1992, when he was one of his chief campaign advisors. Now he's giving advice to Democrats everywhere if they want to be a competitive second party, at least. Here's Carville, clip 12.
Looking at these results, your party, what went wrong?
What went wrong was just stupid wokeness. All right, don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island. Look at Buffalo. Look at Minneapolis. Even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, just defund the police lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. People see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something. I mean, they're expressing a language that people just don't use. And there's a backlash and a frustration at that. And I'd be right, suburbanites in northern Virginia, suburbanites in northern New Jersey, you know, pulled away a little bit, Yanni never ran any ads against Biden. And I think what he did is just let the Democrats pull the pin and watch the grenade go off and on them. And we got to change this and not be about changing dictionaries and change laws. And these faculty lounge people that sit around mulling about I don't know what, they're not working. Look what happened in Buffalo. Seattle. I think the Republicans may win a city attorney's race in Seattle. The autonomous
zone. Yes,
who could even think of something that stupid?
Who could even think of something that stupid? And then when being asked to fix it, saying we're going to have the summer of love. Yeah, the summer of love, which resulted in several murders. Okay, that was Mayor Durkin. Farewell. Happy trails to you, Mayor Durkin. Basically, the American people are not stupid. And people who bet on the idea that the American people are stupid or somehow vulnerable to racist appeals, that is the most irritating basic analysis of the election that you're hearing all over by basically people on the progressive side of things who say one of two things. They either say, well, basically the Republicans appealed so shamelessly to America's racist instincts, that's why Youngkin lost in Virginia, and Murphy, the governor of New Jersey, almost lost. It was heartbreakingly close. But what a great achievement for Jack Cittarelli, who, by the way, no one thought he had a chance. And right now, that means that there are several swing district Democratic congressmen and women from New Jersey who should be very vulnerable with the right candidate coming out against them. And there's going to be a lot more Republican financial support and, I think, political support in voting coming up. We'll take a look and a listen to some of the Democrats who do blame everything on racism. But see, that's the essence of critical race theory. What critical race theory is everything in America, the founding, the principles, the economy, the culture, everything is supposed to be based on white supremacy. Does that work here? Anybody believe that it was white supremacy that won? We'll talk about it. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, James Carville, smart Democrat, I think has his mind around some of the challenges that his party is going to be facing in the months and years ahead. Months ahead because it's just a year until the upcoming decision which will be made about the control of the House and the Senate in 2022. It's less than a year from now. And one of the things that is fascinating is to hear people, for instance, the New York Times has a huge piece about Democrats assess their losses. It was a shellacking in New York. And they're talking now about there's no way that to sugarcoat this, said Steve Israel, a former New York congressman and one-time House Democratic campaign chair, said of Tuesday's results for the party in New York and across the country. And what they bring up is the results across New York mirror damaging outcomes for Democrats in governor's races in Virginia, where Republicans won, and New Jersey, where they came close to winning, and signaled that even traditional blue bastions and suburbs that leaned Democratic during Mr. Trump's presidency were not immune to a punishing national environment. Indeed, that coalition appears to be harder to maintain without a polarizing Republican president in office. That's a nice way of saying without Trump to beat up on and to focus on and to obsess over, Democrats have nothing to offer. Because you think about it. Think about the election that took place in 2018. And really, the Democratic election of 2020. What do they have to say about the country, about which direction they wanted to go? We don't like Trump. We despise Trump. We fear Trump. We hate Trump. We loathe Trump. That was all. The president, a former president, I think in showing some self-control and staying out of the headlines, made it look ridiculous when people in the Democratic Party were trying to make this all about Trump. Trump got more attention, and he is a former president, than Biden did. I'm sure Trump feels satisfied with that, but it was attention that the American people don't buy because they understand he's not president. They may have a chance to vote against him again if they want, but I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see. For many people watching the results, writes the New York Times, Tuesday was reminiscent of 2009 when Republicans won the governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey and triumphed in some local races in Long Island and even in New York City, council contests. Then a year later, they took back the House in a wave election where Republicans captured 63, count them, 63 Democratic seats. Do you know what a sweet farewell that would be for Nancy Pelosi? I mean, to win 63 seats. And the key to doing that is getting outstanding candidates who can actually talk about some fresh directions for the country. That kind of fresh direction is not so so well represented by a supercut that was put together by Grabian Media, showing some pundits and lots of Democrats and news anchors who say why they believe McAuliffe lost. Listen, this is clip 4A.
Glenn Youngkin played the race card for a reason, because he knows it works on certain white voters.
He did stoke white grievance politics to mobilize the Republican base.
He's laundered Trump's really sort of disgusting, flagrant out-racism. Yep. He's wrapped it in education.
Yep. Education, right. Which is code for white parents don't like the idea of teaching about race.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons. Yeah.
The subtext of all this was, we can't let these black and brown people run the country.
I think all the CRT stuff is trumped up dog whistling.
Some of it was dog whistle racism.
The dog whistle messaging that you saw Youngkin engage in.
CRT is in the latest line of school busing, cross-town busing, the welfare queens. You have it. It's in that same line, and you saw it in the results in Virginia.
This more palatable Republican who still uses the same racist themes that Trump did, he just packaged them in a soccer dad sweater vest model.
Okay, this is appalling. I mean, the fact they bring up busing. Busing was a disaster. And you know who opposed busing? That wasn't white suburban people, by and large. The biggest negative response to busing came from South Boston, Southie. Boston, they, of course, they get all kinds of kudos because they elected a 34-year-old Asian woman as mayor, first woman mayor, first Asian mayor, and which is quite different from the old model of an Irish, like Kennedy's grandfather, John Fitzgerald, Honey Fitz. That's your what you think of as mayor of Boston. In any event, it's different now. But how outrageous that is. It was blue-collar people. It was hard-working, sometimes broke, difficult, against the odds, white, blue-collar people who were concerned about busing, concerned about taking destroying their neighborhoods, basically, by taking their kids for miles across town. It wasn't a problem bringing black students into white schools. It was forcing white schools not to go to school in a high school right near you. By the way, that's part of what happened to Queen Anne High School here in Seattle when they had busing and they bussed people. It wasn't they bussed them into Queen Anne High School, it was they bussed them out of that neighborhood. And now it's condo buildings, and apparently they're very lovely and very expensive condos. In any event, there's also Joy Reid. Do we have time to play Joy Reid? 4B. Let's get to that, and we will get to that, because she actually got answered by one of the women of the hour. That woman, Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor-elect of the Commonwealth of Virginia, a former Marine. I know you're never a former Marine. She's a Marine. Hoorah. Semper Fi. To Winsome Sears. We'll come back. Listen to the Winsome Sears Joy Reid exchange and see if you think that it would be a good idea. Actually, it could do pay-per-view to see Joy Reid actually accept the challenge that Winsome Sears lays down for her. We will get to that and to more on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bill's vital to President Biden's Build Back Better agenda. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and the larger budget package are still up in the air despite efforts by progressives to push them to a vote. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer sets a date for those bills to pass the Senate.
As the House prepares to move forward, the Senate continues to achieve progress in our goal of passing Build Back Better before Thanksgiving. That's our goal.
Republicans claim the Democrats are spending too much and that all that spending is only going to make things cost more for the average American. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell to their lowest level in 20 months last week. The Labor Department reporting 269,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show, speaking about Joy Reid. You know, Jeremy, we should see if Joy will come on this show, as she has in the past. And again, she's a nice lady, but when it comes to trying to blame racism for anything that turns back progressives, and by the way, all that implies that you can't be progressive and a racist. And I think that there are people who do claim to be both. They don't claim to be racist, but they clearly are. If you judge everything according to race, if you think that race is an essential and an intrinsic determinant of who you are and how worthy you are of support or respect or success or anything else, isn't that racist? In any event, this is the way that Joy Reid interpreted the election victories for Republicans all over the country that took place on Tuesday. Here she is.
He's found a way to launder a pretty racist trope, this idea that we cannot talk about America's history because it hurts my feelings. He's turned that into a campaign.
White voters do have anxiety about a changing America, right? That it is blacker, it is browner.
You've got the Republicans yelling, like, hey, look, the black and brown folks are coming for us. This is about the fact that a good chunk of voters out there are okay with white supremacy. Let's call a thing a thing. Actually, scratch that. They are more than okay.
Race is just the most palpable tool in the toolkit. It used to be of the Democratic Party back right in the day when there were Dixiecrats, and now of the Republican Party.
Okay, clearly, if the Republicans are going to be characterized this way, if Democrats are going to continue talking in these terms, that everything is that white voters think that they're black and brown voters who are coming after us. The entire myth of a minority-majority nation, which we are still very far away from. Sorry, we are. You know why? Because a lot of the people they want to count as people of color count themselves as white. Not everyone who grew up speaking Spanish is a person of color. And again, it's one of those things. You see this a lot with Cuban Americans. There are Cubans who are people of color, of course, but many Cubanos are not. Don't consider themselves as such. And I don't even know if Jason Meares, the new first ever Hispanic new Attorney General of Virginia, who just knocked out an incumbent white Democrat, and by the way, an incumbent white Democrat who had blackface photos in his past and admitted to it. Winsome Sears, who doesn't need any, you'll pardon the expression, makeup photos, as she is really black, as she assured people. She's born in Jamaica. She was on Fox News, and she called out Joy Reid for saying that racism was the basis for her victory. How ridiculous. Because she won alongside Glenn Youngkin. This is the new elected lieutenant governor-elect of the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, Winsome Sears.
I wish Joy Reid would invite me on her show. Let's see if she's woman enough to do that. I'd go in a heartbeat, and we have a real discussion without Joy speaking about me behind my back, if you will. She talks about white supremacy. Does she know that I ran against a white supremacist? I mean, Joy, come on, get your facts straight, and then come talk to me.
Yeah, it would be lovely to see her talk with Joy Reid. And by the way, there's some other things that are coming out about Glenn Youngkin, and there's a big profile in the New York Times, and I guess people are supposed to be shocked because it turns out that Glenn Youngkin, even though he has the common touch and he did work washing dishes when his dad lost his job and he didn't come from a super privileged background, but I think it's safe to say that Glenn Youngkin is privileged now. The New York Times says that Forbes magazine estimated his net worth as, well, it's pretty much up there. Let's put it this way. He becomes a target, big target, for Joe Biden if he gets through his tax plans. It says that for more than a decade, Mr. Youngkin had been a generous donor to Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and former Speaker Paul Ryan, as well as Mitt Romney, the 2012 Republican presidential nominee, who benefited from $75,000 of Mr. Youngkin's donations. It also says Mr. Youngkin amassed a 31.5-acre property around the family home in Great Falls in the Washington suburbs, which he and his wife developed into a horse farm and a riding arena. They received a 95% tax reduction in 2020 for petitioning to have the property designated an agricultural preserve. A private foundation that Youngkin established owns properties in McLean that is the site of the Holy Trinity Church, an independent evangelical congregation that Mr. Youngkin first founded in his basement, and a 358-acre farm in Middleburg, horse country, that they use as a Christian retreat center. And with a personal fortune estimated by Forbes at $440 million, it's pretty good, Mr. Youngkin contributed $20 million to his own campaign. That lavish sum paid for top-tier GOP consultants and an avalanche of TV ads. And it prompted speculation that Mr. Youngkin's sights were set beyond Virginia, where governors must step down after a single term. So already it begins. The guy wins. He ran a great race, and they're talking about him already as presidential possibility. It's not the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. it's also not ridiculous to respond substantively to the tenets of critical race theory, of the 1619 Project, of the idea that America is permeated by racism of a particularly toxic variety, to respond to that by stories of people who devoted their lives to fighting racism and its impact. And that included two remarkable people who actually became surprisingly close friends despite their extraordinary difference in background. Those two people, Abraham Lincoln, perhaps the greatest American ever, and Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, former slave, and someone who developed a particularly intense and close and mutually supportive relationship with President Lincoln. So the story of that friendship, which changed American history and should inspire new generations of school children, is just out, that new book by Brian Kilmeade of Fox News. We'll talk with Brian about how the best way to respond with stories like the one that he's telling, how that answer to the charges that somehow Republicans and conservatives don't want Americans to learn about the history of slavery and the history of the struggle for freedom. The point is, you can't learn about slavery without learning about the heroic struggle for freedom that ended it. We will get to that and more with Brian Kilmeade coming right up.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved Show, millions of people know Brian Kilmeade as somebody who talks about the news every day. But he also writes best-selling books about American history. We've had him on the show, I think, to speak about all of his prior books, which have been terrific. This one, the new one, which is called The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and Their Battle to Save America's Soul, has come out at precisely the right moment. And when America has the stirrings of this new movement to try to teach American history with more respect, more balance, more accuracy, more completeness, I can't believe how apt your dedication page is in the book, Brian. You know why?
Yeah. We're talking teachers again, right?
You got it. The dedication in Brian's new book, which I heartily recommend, is the most important message in the whole book. It says, for all the teachers who have dedicated their careers to showing young learners that America is a truly exceptional nation, not because we are perfect, but because we try to be. Good for you. What's the message people should take from learning the history of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass and their friendship?
I mean, if you're going to name top five Americans, I mean, these guys are in the top three. And what they were able to do separately, parallel lives, coming up at the same time, and what they could have done together had they had more time, is heart-wrenching because they were making so much progress. These are two extraordinary Americans who were put in really tough circumstances. Frederick Douglass, obviously, tougher, enslaved. And they just would not let obstacles stop them. Their thirst for education was the key. It wasn't that they were the strongest or the smartest. They just were determined to matter. I mean, Abraham Lincoln wanted to break through. He wanted to be somebody in this world, but he also loved the country. And believe it or not, Frederick Douglass, who had every reason to hate the country and be bitter for the country, was said tried to, after he got his freedom, tried to free 4 million more. And when he's given the option to go elsewhere, he thought, he looked at you in astoundment. Where would I go? This is my country. And that's if people started from that premise, let's all say how great the country is and make it better. And here's my image, and here is Michael Medved's image, and here is the president of Black Lives Matter's image. Then we can work together. But the thing that's different now that wasn't then is that people all wanted to be here. They just had different visions of how to go forward. And this was clearly a right and wrong in free and enslaved. And we're not willing to dance around the edges now. I mean, we want to, there's a group in this country that's getting bigger that wants to burn it all down. and says there was no foundation to grow on. And that's the 1619 Project.
Well, that's the interesting thing is you talk about people who were in America at a time that we were very imperfect. I mean, obviously, slavery was an evil institution that needed to be destroyed and dismantled. And again, when you talk about the speculation about how Lincoln could have worked with Douglas during Reconstruction, the whole course of our history and this whole plague of racism that has continued to harm our country could have been eliminated, and if not eliminated, at least greatly, greatly reduced far earlier than it was. I was struck by something you said there. As you said that the idea that people like Frederick Douglass still wanted to remain in America, and you recognize in your book and you tell the story, he was a celebrity in Europe. He gave lecture tours in Britain, in Germany, and even before the German single nation existed. And he was one of they claim he was the most photographed person of the 19th century. And because he was a celebrity in Europe, but he wanted to stay in the United States. Why?
I think liberty is his place. Once you're on this team, you want to stay here. And he also saw the greatest possibility for growth here. And I personally believe that he felt an obligation to the 4 million at the time and a lot after to free them, to let them experience what we experience, what they experience. And that is a shot of education. With education comes opportunity. With opportunity comes a chance to be successful. And I think he also saw a dug-in somewhat caste system, which we're witnessing today, where you are is pretty much where you stay. In America, there was a sense of exploration, like there's something on the other side that no one can imagine, especially in Lincoln's case in the Midwest, if you picture Frederick Douglass in Rochester, which was really wide open land. Even now it's pretty wide open, but back then, really wide open, and just a greater opportunity. And he also saw so many learned people around him. He loved our history of liberty. And this is a guy that, as you mentioned, had other options. I mean, I had a friend of mine who was just in Ireland, and he was sending me back pictures of Frederick Douglass, and they had pictures of him when he was there, and they have tributes to him and statues to him in Ireland. He goes to Scotland, he sent me back more pictures.
They do, and it's all over Europe, frankly, and particularly the British Isles. By the way, have they tried to take down any of those statues, like they've tried to knock down statues of Frederick Douglass in Rochester and elsewhere here?
I mean, it just shows... It just shows you the ignorance of the movement. In Rochester, they were successful. I mean, they knocked it down, the statue. They took it out of the ground, and they leaned it on a fence. And I do a special that airs November 7th at 10 o'clock on Fox News Channel. And I'm in Rochester, and they screwed it all back in. But he says, yeah, this statue, they found a way to get this thing out and put it on that fence, and they immediately put it back. And then one of the guys said, I went up to him, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm taking all the statues out. He goes, do you know who you're taking down? And then someone said, well, he's a Republican. My goodness. I mean, what is...
He's one of the founding Republicans. Look, maybe that's why taking down statues of Frederick Douglass, who was still honored abroad. What there's a prophet without honor in his own country. He has plenty of honor in this country, just not from the extreme left. And do you think... That might be the essence of why they want to take down his statue, is because he is still, he was, despite his experiences that he writes about so beautifully, he wrote 3 autobiographies, that what the left holds against him is that he still honored and loved America. Even his most famous speech, What to a Slave is the 4th of July, is a speech about why the 4th of July is still meaningful to people who came out of slavery like Douglass.
And he would do another speech 10 years later that was much more deferential towards the country. But I don't blame him for anything he said. And also, he doesn't come out from personal experience. He's not lashing out. Michael, as you know, that he got back in touch with his old master who got mad at him. He said he exaggerated how bad things were in his autobiography. And he got back in touch with him, the Alds, A-U-A-U-L-D. And he said, listen, I have no bitterness towards you. And in fact, I still, you know, I love you, you guys. You were part of my youth. I just have questions for you. Can you tell me my birthday? Can you share with me some stories when I was younger? Because I'm looking to, again, rewrite my autobiography. And if Frederick Douglass can get over that, you know, in 1840 and 1850, get back in touch and then look back in 1860, if he can get over that then, who are we to hold the grudge, I don't care your race, in 2020?
That's a great question. Last question very quickly. What is there in your book, The President and the Freedom Fighter, posted at our website, michaelmedved.com, that the woke left will object to?
That's a great question. I do open my introduction saying our founding fathers, who now they're taking out of City Hall and they're taking everywhere, know you're up against a break. I do say, and I find quotes of Madison, Jefferson, and Washington, all condemning slavery, just not knowing how to get out of it. And I think people might have a problem with that, but I thought it would give a perspective on how these great intellects and great leaders could rationalize this behavior. They couldn't. They were born into it. They just couldn't figure a way out of it.
And by the way, and that was true for the whole country. Of course, part of what happens is because Americans don't know enough, not only about the history of our own country, but the history of the world. Slavery was ubiquitous in 1850. It was in every single country in the world, every civilization. There has never been a slave-free civilization. And that perspective is crucial as well. The book by Brian Kilmeade, thank you for it, Brian. I enjoyed it enormously. Well written and well produced. The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and their battle to save America's soul. I see it's rising on the bestseller list already. May that continue. For your sake, Brian, but mostly for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.